After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
We're talking season two, The Reunion, part one, Real Housewives of Potomac. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
What up, AfterBuzz? It's your boy DJ Jesse J here in studio. Real Housewives of Potomac, The Reunion, Part 1. And we came in with this because all these bitches had a whole new attitude for this fucking reunion.
Really, okay.
I was like, where did these girls come from?
I was here for it.
So I was too.
Every minute.
You know, and Richie Scott was here for it last week.
I had some docudrama, okay?
She tried to kill a dog,
I'm a new mom.
Congratulations.
No,
this woman said, I didn't know you had to feed the dog. The dog almost died three times.
So often. Feed the dog so often. It's so tiny. It weighs 1 pound.
Are you serious?
His name is Mega.
That is dope.
His handle is amazing. Mega on Instagram. Follow him. He's so cute.
Oh my gosh. What color is he?
He's a little brown with black specks.
What kind of dog is he?
He's a Miki.
Oh,
so a little designer dog.
Miki the Mega?
M-I-K-I.
Ooh, I want one.
You should.
Richie, you too.
Everyone should get one. That'd be so cute on you, actually.
Well, everyone can get one. You get a Mika, I get a Mika, we all get a Mika. Apparently to Miss Karen, the Grand Dame of Potomac, or the Potomac River, as she made her way down to the Great Falls, said that, you know what? Since it bothers everyone so much, she's going to keep the title, which was bestowed on her. But you can be a grand dame, a grand dame, a grand dame of whatever it is that you want to be a grand dame about. How old are we? Where are we?
Oh,
what kind of fucking Twilight Zone is this?
I felt the same way. I was like looking at kindergartners. I felt like I was transported back to preschool listening to these ladies bitch and moan.
I didn't care because Karen's wig was good today. I was here for it. Like, she could have said anything. I was loving it when she was in the hot seat because she got to flip that wig so many times. I was like, yes, finally.
Richie.
You got it right.
A little stiff neck.
And she looked good in her dress.
She looked banging.
Karen was. I was here for Karen today.
She went to work in New York, apparently.
I was going to say, yo, the shade in this one, though. I
and
was
it
like,
felt so real too. Like
but
it
the
was
editors
like,
fucked it up. I'm so
I
mad
wonder,
at the editors.
Why?
How real was it?
Oh, I believe the shade was so real.
Oh,
like
I
the
it was
game
real
of this was just like. But before we get into all that, where are my manners? Excuse me. You know etiquette always. Before we talk about the episode, it's a reunion, so you know we have to talk about these bitches' outfits.
Oh yes.
Yes.
All right. I mean, here's the thing. I did think Miss Karen's hair and the work that was done on her face
snatched.
Was cute.
She looked amazing.
She looked the best to me. Definitely.
I liked
the best.
Color, but I didn't like the dress. The fly. I mean, I don't know.
Was here for the dress. I don't know why. It was so odd to me.
The cleavage was a little weird for me.
I actually like the cleavage.
The cleavage
was just
the
flowers
one of
the best
that was parts
just like,
of, the, of the whole dress.
It was like a botched job.
Because normally her boobs look like they're like battling her face.
Right. Like they're just in between her like throat like boobs.
But this time they look so little. They were like bite-sized little Oreo boobs.
I thought they looked appropriate. I love Karen and her new body that she's been flaunting on Instagram. I love it.
She
I'm here for
good.
You and whatever doctor you're going to.
Congrats.
I like Ashley's straight hair. Like, give me some refined woman instead of this little girl
curls. I
liked
Ashley's straight hair, but I didn't like, I felt like her dress
it
was sloppy.
Safe. I felt like it was safe
was
and it's
like,
it was forgettable.
It was hanging and it's, dangling on the boobs. I don't know.
Like,
are
you sitting
that.
In the audience or are you sitting on stage?
Yeah, it kind of looked a little sloppy. Monique was cute.
No.
I was here for Monique's dress.
No,
I didn't like her dress. She don't
like,
have the top to hold that up.
It looked like something Portia would have wore, but was like, nah.
Oh,
she
I could see that.
Portia seconds.
Yeah. And honestly, I get a lot of Portia from her from this reunion. Like, something about her But, like, I wasn't here for the dress. The color wasn't mad at, but again, the like this whole floral thing, it just looked weird. It looked like
I
bad cake decoration.
Well, well, like you're
from that.
Police.
You're from that area, because so. I'm assuming that that area just has like a specific kind of fashion. Because all these women.
Well, no, the theme of the day was high tea. That was their. That was that? Their.
I
theme.
Thought it was high tacky.
High tacky.
Don't be hitting symbols and things on that.
And then Giselle, I love the red. I didn't care for the dress. Red. I wish she had more volume in the hair.
There was something wrong with her hair.
Where was Gregory?
Gregory should have been on the case.
Feet under
now,
that.
I don't know who. I know Cal is your friend, Miss Giselle. But listen, that weave was doing something Ooh. Right here, and I could not take. Every time she talked, I was looking. Why do I see a seam in your head?
Yeah, we didn't need that side
like
profile.
The seam on my shirt right here. I was like, girl, come on now. Like Jeez. You, she don't even need that.
She don't need any extensions
at all. She don't need any of that. Because when they were showing flashbacks, I kept wishing, why doesn't your hair look like this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I loved her dress, though. I loved the color.
Yeah, the color. Like, you were trying to go for Jessica Rabbit, but you gave us Raggedy Ann. So, that's cool. Robin.
You know, you're going to stop today, Simon Cowell.
Robin.
Forgettable.
Who? Forgettable?
I
thought Robin's face and hair was
Robin
everything.
Looked. She took over that couch to me.
I guess I'm just
100%
I believe that whatever they did.
I actually wish her hair was a little shorter, though.
I'm here.
I like the hair.
No, I like Shasha's hair. Come on.
Oh, no, I'm going to get to her. I'm going to get to her. Because I felt like I had a moment with her today. But I just felt like Robin gave me goddess today.
Yeah. Like, it was just like. There was the last episode when she did the Bollywood thing, and then this. I'm here for Robin.
Yeah,
the color was good too. That
the
emerald
color,
green.
Yeah, it was like,
again. I didn't like anybody's dresses, but the colors I think all fit them.
The colors were amazing.
But yeah, that dress and cut for her, and then Miss Charisse. I actually liked her hair.
Loved her hair, and I loved her dress.
Yeah.
When I saw her sitting down, because I felt like her dress sat the best.
Yep, I would give her that.
Charisse wins for me. She had the most appropriate fitting outfit. Her makeup was beautiful. Her hair was done. Like, it was a whole new Charisse.
Her hair was amazing.
It was nice.
I like that look for her.
Because she hangs out with the most gay boys, that's why.
Is that how you do that?
Yep.
Cheers to you.
Get you together, Miss
Gregory, Boone. You win.
And what's our friend's name? Homie.
I don't know. Sherman? The first one. Who
the
was?
One that was Sheldon. That'd Sheldon. Be picking out all his little...
He picked out that nightgown she had on that time. No, he gets no props.
All right, so they open up the reunion where they talk about Karen in this new house.
Karen was on fire.
She was, honey, and the tabloids are on fire too, boo boo, because they talking about
tax
liens against you and your man, or against his company, and he got two tax liens. He got one against
the company and
the
one against
old
him.
Company that he was working at, and then now the one that he running.
Well, Juan got a tax lien too, but you know, to be fair. A lot of rich people get tax liens. A lot of poor people get tax liens. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, how is that really, is it a marker of how well they're doing? Yes or no?
I'm not really familiar with the tax lien thing. Like, what does
Any,
this mean?
Like,
does this mean that you
taxes.
Did not pay your taxes for years and years and years
no.
and they caught up with you?
You did not pay on something that was done. Like a
you had a service.
It
or
could
something.
Like for somebody like us, it could have been like gifts
right.
that we may have gotten from sponsors or something like that.
Okay.
That eventually catches up to you. You know what I'm saying?
I got you.
Or something, or a line item that was missed, something like that.
Okay.
In a business.
But it was like $50 million. Like,
but it's like, you know, a lot of people get certain accountants to do certain things
right.
and kind of like, you know, well, okay. I'm just going to check that this year. And like, right. it doesn't, in the moment, it doesn't seem like
but
a
the,
lot.
And the more money you make, I mean, obviously, the more
people
spotlight's on you.
Right.
So the thing is, you know, does it, no, it obviously they, does it mean that they're broken. When people do bankruptcy, they got money, you know
exactly.
what I mean? But it's just kind of a way to legally kind of try to put it off you. But at the same time, it's like, if you got this out here, what you don't do is go on national television and wave money around.
Right.
So now here you are. You bought this house. That makes no sense now because... And now I actually think it really all comes down to the kitchen. When Ashley made that comment, did you buy that house because everyone was ragging on your kitchen? I believe Karen is that type of person that when she watched herself back the first season was affected by how people perceived her. And I'm going to say it like this. I'm going to keep it real, real with y'all. Ooh. Because when I met her, the first thing she said to me, she made it. You can go back and look on it on the YouTube interview. But she said, it was at the end of it. She said, and tell Char, who I did this show with last week, I want to come back on the show because I have a bone to pick with her.
Why?
Child, I couldn't remember. I'm sitting here like, you thinking about...
Well, first of all, Lil' Char is the sweetest thing ever.
Yeah, and I mean, of course, and she made a statement. I'm sure she said
something. What'd she say about the kitchen? Is that what she said? She said something about the kitchen.
No, I mean, me and Char do what we do every week. And I'm like, but you want...
She said something specific that Karen remembered.
Yeah, and I'm just like, that sat with you? Like, that really sat with you. Like, you held on to that.
Shout out to Char. We all miss her.
Yes, we do miss
her. Hey, Char.
Hey.
You know, but at the same time, I think Karen is that type of person. Like, we need to look like this. But so for her to come up with a story about, I got this bigger house so my parents can move in.
I don't know. It just goes but to then show they don't you move in. Where there's smoke, there's fire. Everyone smelled the rat that from the beginning. And it's like, here we are after the show. You know, we got the truth finally.
Yeah.
Can I get that library in here? Sorry. I'm just keeping it real.
But like, wait, so no, it was her mother that was sick that she needs to help out. But then she said some other BS about her and Ray having a fight. Like, what was that happening?
No, that makes sense. She was saying me and Ray, she didn't talk about it to the girls on the trip because her and Ray were arguing.
We're fighting.
And so she felt like in that moment, I'm going through some real, real shit with my man and y'all are sitting here arguing with me. I'm not going to come out at that dinner. She was saying about that dinner table. So I understood that part about it. But then you go into this tangent where Asher was like, you flapping your gums. You go on this tangent talking about your mom's sick, you're this. Because I get it. People do, at a certain age, you do bring your, I don't know, like for me and my family, like we don't send people to the home. Like, we going to live with the crazy person.
But we already saw that storyline and her sister is taking care of that.
That was what I wanted to ring the bell on. Because I was like, oh no, boo-boo, did you not remember that we saw that your sister is very much in charge of that situation.
And you're not needed. Your services are not needed.
So what's the real deal?
Well, and she even said, when they said, well, so are they moving in with you? And she was like, oh, well, no, but if the option's there. Okay, girl.
God, it's sometimes like, I just want to tell people, pick a better lie.
Yeah. Right? And rehearse it before you tell somebody.
Like, I mean, because it just, maybe it's true. Who knows? But the way she's delivering it sounds, like Giselle said, cockamamie.
It does.
Giselle said, you didn't come to my birthday.
Oh, she was mad.
Because you were getting work done in New York.
She was mad about
that
thing.
So mad about that.
That's why I love this group, because you could, like, I felt like during this reunion, little friendship things came out. You know what I'm saying? That we didn't see.
When Charisse apologized to Giselle, and Giselle really took that, like, Giselle really wanted that apology, like, I do accept that. Really? Do you accept that right now here in the fucking moment? Stop it. You do not accept that. Shut up. What else did we get? Andy then brought up the breast deduction thing. And she said, no, I've just been eating out and working out and eating better. Karen said that she was upset with Charisse for saying the broke Bill Gates. And that's when we found out that he apparently provided over 300 jobs to people in the community. And it was the women in the hair salon that were calling him the Black Bill Gates, and then it got out there and whatever. And Giselle calls him Uncle Ben now.
Which is also very fitting.
I didn't think that was a bad name to call him.
No, it's like a cute,
it's
like,
cute.
It could have been worse.
Yeah.
It really could have been.
Oh, but Giselle's love life. They talked about kind of Ray's commentary. And all the girls kind of agreed, like, yeah, you don't want to be too old. Want to be a wrinkled potato out here.
Sage advice.
I have faith that Giselle could pull him as an old chick, though. Like, she's gorgeous. Too.
Yeah. But what did you think about, what was his name?
Sherman.
Well, you know, I'd be following them on Instagram, and I'd see all the vacation pics, and I know somebody taking those photos. So I knew, and my spirit told me she was dating somebody.
Okay.
Oh, he was never in any of the pictures?
He was never in the photos.
Oh, it's always the bae.
And so then
pictures.
I'm doing the math, and she's like, oh, they've been dating for like a year. I'm like, now, girl, was this Herman storyline real? Not Herman, the other guy.
No, it could have been, right? Kevin.
I'm like, was that real, or was that just for the camera?
Maybe it was just for cameras, right?
Maybe she was dating them both. player.
I think she just needed a dating storyline, and she probably didn't want to expose her relationship too early on, so she used a friend.
Oh.
Well, hopefully we get to see him more next season, because he seems like he has some personality.
Does he?
No, yeah, he didn't seem like he had personality. He seemed like he had personality, in real life, but like, don't put me on that show, because let someone say something, and they're going to get...
I mean, that's the kind of personality you five. Want. That's the kind of personality you
right,
want.
Right, but as a sane human being, like, I know... What kind of personality? They would love me on a reality TV show, but I know I don't need to be showcasing none of that.
Physically, well, he looks like a
kind of things that don't need to be showcased. We'll talk about that later.
Ooh,
Robin.
I don't know, T. Monique made this comment. She said, "Everybody, here's where the editing comes from. I thought this was the best shade we've seen in quite some time, and." Bravo, fuck y'all, because you just chopped it off. Monique said, everyone knows when you marry, you become one. So I'd rather be associated with my man and his assets versus 10% of the tithes and offerings from church going to whatever supports you. Cut to commercial break?
Yeah.
We don't get a response from Giselle?
I think she may have been speechless. You don't think?
That no, would've... I mean, that was a gag, bitch. You said 10% of the tithes and offerings. And legally, Giselle probably can't say nothing.
She can't. And she also knows it's true. Like, she was like, well, damn.
I think Monique probably had that one written down somewhere.
Oh, of course. She writes
I think
everything
I think
down.
She had that written she down in her little phone. Right? It was probably in the rap, and she took it out again.
What did you guys think about the rap?
It was better.
It was. Lyrically,
I don't mind.
Lyrically,
I don't,
it fit.
I don't mind Monique rapping. I really don't. Monique has grown on me. And I thought she brought it today. Even though I'm not always on her side, I think she definitely brought it.
I agree.
And she definitely solidified her place on this show.
Her raps have a nursery rhyme quality about them. Very, like, easy.
I mean, it ain't
roses
Jay-Z.
Are red. Violets are blue.
It's not 444.
Right. I feel like she's still a little girl trying to earn her keep. Like, I'm not impressed, but she's so cute. She's likable. She wants to be on everyone's team. That's great. But she's just, like, clawing to get in, and I don't like it. It's like Portia first season.
Yeah.
And Ashley first season, actually.
Ashley,
I just wish somebody would have socked her today.
I was ready for Ashley.
Specifically Karen, at certain, you know, because she was the closest.
Why? Thank God for Ashley. Like,
Ashley,
we wouldn't have a show.
We wouldn't have a show.
We wouldn't have a show without Ashley.
Yeah, she is, I mean, she is the pot stirrer. But before we get into that, Charisse slut-shaming Giselle with the Monica comment, where she said, and this is just the friend stuff, it's like, she didn't want to really apologize to Giselle because she's like, bitch, you came out here and told people about my fucking...
Right. Fireman.
Fireman. Mm-hmm. She's like, so I did apologize to Monica because she's probably not a bad person. But then her shade towards Giselle, she said, no, girl, I didn't cheat on my man. She said, you're probably reliving your marriage with who you and your husband were stepping out on each other.
Tea. Finally, some tea on Giselle.
And Giselle was real quiet when anyone came after anything. And she was real quiet with Monique, too.
Yeah, because they must have made amends, right?
But I'm like, when you are on these shows and you watch yourself back, you know all the shit you were talking.
Right.
So for Giselle to be like, oh, and she's like, well, yeah, I probably did say it.
Right.
I thought
right.
It was funny.
At least she didn't deny. Well, she did kind of deny a lot of stuff, actually.
Monique said that she wasn't surprised that her mom-in-law called her a heifer, and that she hasn't spoken to her mom-in-law in over a year.
But first, she had to mention that she bought her a car, test drove it, and then sent it to her.
Oh, and she also had to mention when a fan was like, Karen, why don't you just keep your house and move into the new one and rent it out? And Monique was like, oh, honey, I'm not doing that. I can't handle five properties.
See, so Giselle had a point, right? She is a little bit boastful in her own little sly way.
She is.
But I mean, like, she got five houses. Like,
even when she was saying that the house was too small, she said, I think it was like 9,000 something square. I mean, who in general conversation says, oh my God, like the square footage of the house when you're talking about it and you're standing in it.
Because you guys, I don't know, it's hard for me because I grew up with people who just had like just ridiculous amounts of money. And it's like, they don't even look at it like... I don't know, like, she was just like, it's too small for the salmon. I remember my aunt and uncle, and when they moved out of the thing, it was like, y'all move, can we move in? Can I have a corner?
We don't need to know that number,
the house is big.
Right. But she didn't say the 9,000.
She did say it. She said it in the scene, and I was like...
Oh, in the scene.
Really, Monique? Really? We had to know the square footage at that point?
Yeah.
For the cameras.
A little extra.
Come on now.
Well... Giselle said that she liked Monique after High Tea, and that she wasn't being negative. Monique took that as being negative. And then she started backtracking on the house comment. She said, really, things started going south at the party. And I'm like, well, I think that they went south at the party because they were going south from the beginning.
Right. Like, I guess in Giselle's mind, she was just being herself and trying to spill out the new girl. So it was no beef initially.
Mm-hmm. And it's like, you just don't understand your attitude.
And she was probably like, is this the girl that's going to be filming with? Because is she going to make it yet?
She going to rap?
Is she really going to be here with us for the rest of the season? I feel like that's what she was doing. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Is this like another, what's her name?
Katie
situation. Although, Robin, you kind of got a little exposed in this situation too, because Monique was like, you put all the blame on Giselle. So I'm thinking Giselle's worse because you're coming to me talking about, well, you know, Giselle kind of thinks you talk a lot and yada yada. Then I find out you were the one telling Giselle. Yeah, she does talk a lot. And then they cut to the clip of you saying the never before seen footage, which clearly we should have seen that. I think you look crazy, Robin.
I don't know if they just purposely I think she had the hardest time today.
Yeah.
Robin.
I felt bad for her.
I felt bad for her.
I felt like she was crying when what's her name finished the rap and was like, and Robin's still talking about Juan.
I'm not amused.
I felt really bad for Robin. She definitely got the worst of it from not just the cast, but from America. I feel like she's got to be reading tweets and stuff and seeing that everyone pities her situation.
Can we talk about that?
Well... Before we do that, I just want to wrap this up. Giselle said, people go to people's houses and talk trash.
We do kind of sometimes. I do.
I mean, people talk trash.
I hate to say it, but I do.
A group of two or more is going to be at least one shady thing said.
Like, I mean, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? It's like, but that's why it's like, it's all in good fun. Like, it just has to be...
This is an opinion show.
A fun shade. Right, you know what I'm saying? Like, I enjoy fun shade when you can go up to somebody and you can be like, girl, you got these carpets up in here? Like, is this Austin Powers? You know what I'm saying? Like, you can shade somebody and it's like, it's not mean. It's not like...
Do we feel like it was mean for them to say that Monique talks too much? Like, for me, that's like a minimal thing to say about someone. It's not that big of a deal.
No, but...
Because it could be 10 times worse.
But if you're lying about it, you know what I mean? Like, then it kind of comes off like, okay... You're talking about me talking too much. What else are you saying? Because now you said you didn't say that it was a problem with me, but then I'm hearing that it actually is a problem. To me, that's where it stems from. Because, like, if you just say I'm talking too much, like, okay.
But you know what, though? I think sometimes I don't remember everything I say.
I don't.
Come
remember.
On, no.
I don't remember I can all the give shade
Giselle,
I throw.
Me too, but Giselle can say. But Giselle actually said, now, you know what? I probably did do that. Robin's out here like, No, I didn't. I did think you talked too much. Girl, come on. You know you damn well did not look Monique in the face and like, girl, you talk too much. I have friends that I say that to. You talk too goddamn much. Yeah. I love you. That's why I only see you once a week. And I don't pick up your phone calls. You know what I mean? But I love you.
No, but like those are Robin friends. Like, you can say that to your friends. I could see Robin not feeling comfortable enough to say that to this person she just met and feeling comfortable saying that to Giselle, who she's known.
But like, then you feel comfortable enough.
I like she forgot she
No, girl, because then you feel comfortable enough going to Monique and being like, well, you know, Giselle feels.
Yeah, that's true.
But I feel
that's
like they were already talking about it.
Then you say, you know what, girl, like, here's the thing. You kind of do talk about, I love you, and I mean, I feel if I had these houses, maybe I would talk about it too. But it just, it's like a lot.
Well,
like, that's called a real ass conversation.
I don't think that Monique's response in her blog was warranted. To be very honest with you,
you know what, Monique?
What she said wasn't that bad in comparison to what Monique said.
I mean, I feel like fire is fire. And I mean, if you look at something and you calling it, I mean, she said, Giselle is a typical jealous, bitter old woman. Can't be happy unless she feels they are beneath her. Hence her girl crush on Robin. And I mean, I do think there's a little truth in that. I don't think that Giselle is...
Ouch.
I don't think that's the case with her, Robin.
Giselle needs somebody that's not as alpha as she is.
Because she did, like she said, Giselle don't come for Karen like that. Giselle don't come for Sharice like that.
Yes, she does.
Nah.
She did last night.
I felt like she did. She did when they first started the season, when they got into that back alley fight. I feel like she did it first season with Karen, the first episode. And then she did it with
but
both.
But Karen
kind of
spiced that one up, I felt like, in the first season. Because that's why I felt like Karen needed to do a whole, like, well, hold on, let me rewind about who I am as a person. And then it's like, you kind of look at Robin, and then everyone on the panel agreed that Robin does change herself when she's around Giselle. Which I think people do that.
You probably do with your best friend.
How so,
you know?
Though? Because I feel like she cowers, too.
Yeah, actually, Robin. I don't think I do that.
And then...
You don't... Okay, so let's say this,
no, because
right?
If you met my best friend, my friends, you'd be like... Yeah.
I'm kind of different around different people.
Depending on the friend, if, like, I'm in a group of people, right, and I have, like, one of my closest friends here, and I'm, like, kind of cool with everybody else, I'm probably going to seem like I'm a little bit different because I'm probably clicking with this person more.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I feel like that's what they're seeing. Now, I don't know because I ain't there, but yeah. I'm just saying.
Yeah, different strokes for different folks. Like, I have a friend that brings out my crazy side. Like, we laugh, we kiki, we are silly. I'm not like that with everyone. Mm-hmm. And that's not... is that a crime? Am I being phony? No.
It's just a conversation. all right, but let's talk about it. Robin and Juan, which I think, honestly, I'm really excited for the guys to come out next week.
Oh,
because
Juan
being there... And having all of this, it will either put an end to everything or it'll just open the light to everything. There, we can, like, this storyline is done. We cannot continue this after this season anymore. I refuse to.
Like, what are you gonna do?
We won't talk about it. Every next season, we will skip over you.
Y'all got 6 months.
That's fair. Okay. Like, Bravo has strung us along. I'm kind of mad at them. They owe us something in this last finale. We need something.
And if Andy
but
doesn't
they can't
grill
give
one
it to you unless they give it to you.
Look, you like Ashley said, boo boo, he signed a goddamn waiver. He gotta be here. He can't be upset. Like, don't sign it. Like, I'm sorry, Juan. And I sense it when we watch him on screen.
He doesn't want to be there.
Sorry, bro. You need money. And if you ain't working to make that money elsewhere, this is what she needs to do.
She's still making the money.
And you still gonna get pussy elsewhere. You know what I'm saying? So, like, just be... Stop, Juan. I'm over you. You irritate my soul, but I can't
so
wait.
Cute.
He is so cute. he's just so fine. And it's just so annoying.
I feel like he's less attractive the more... Like,
obviously.
The more I see all this...
No, he's like one of those guys where it's like...
A typical guy that doesn't communicate and knows how to play sports, and
you're messing up my video game.
I can't,
bitch. You ain't even pay this goddamn bill.
How do you turn on the grill?
You ain't pay the gas. Like,
it's just hard for me to believe certain things that come out of certain women's mouths with that situation.
Like this, wants to be in a relationship, and then Andy said, with you.
Oh,
and her response was not an immediate yes with me. It was, well, I mean, yeah, what's the,
ideally.
I mean, ideally.
That's her answer all the time.
Probably. Maybe.
Stuttering, unsure, unconfident, yes.
And here's the other thing, the whole thing about her and Giselle, why I think it's a little deeper than just like how if we were to hang around with a friend. I think it's more of an alpha and insecurity thing, because even Ashley said, when he's around, you become a backseat person. Now, she might have only been around one time with him. But if you notice this consistently, that Robin does this around alpha people, so then when you see her in a relationship, and maybe Ashley can recognize an abusive situation or an abused person. And abusiveness doesn't always come from physical shit. Because it can be years of grinding down somebody mentally and making... That's why she keeps cowering to Juan.
You know, and also it could just be her personality. Like, everyone's not this big, boisterous person that needs to be the center of attention. Like, she's a nurturer. She likes to care for people and see them happy.
But then you're talking, oh, no, because when she was like, oh, these cameras wasn't here, I would beat her.
See, that's why I feel like...
Was that real?
I feel like that was real.
I think that's Robin's conversation.
I feel like that's the real Robin. I feel like... We saw the real Robin when she was putting her finger in her face.
Right.
I feel like we saw the real Robin when she went to go confront Karen. I feel like it's just that she's trying her hardest not to come across that way on TV.
She mm-hmm. don't want to look too hood.
Mm-hmm.
And I just feel like, own it!
Her and Juan are together because she lays the pussy down on that dick. That's why he continues to come down. Robin, I guarantee, is probably in competition with Karen.
You think Karen lays it down?
Karen doing something.
Oh, I saw Karen back it up last week. Get it, Karen.
When I met Karen, she had a boot on her leg, and now I'm starting to question how she got
the way she ate his face in that last episode.
Oh, she might, yeah. You know.
Wait. I mean, what did you think when you saw Karen kiss?
I was like gagging. I had to step away. Like, I like clenched my pearls. Like,
like a two-part kiss, right? The first part was like, okay. You know. And then the second part was
they
like.
They got in there. They got in. It's like, no, Ma.
What's happening here?
But the dancing really threw me. Like, I was not ready to see that bump.
Backing it up.
I don't see nothing. I do.
Okay. I don't care. You get it. Get it, girl.
Speaking of bumping and grinding.
As long as she's wearing that wig.
In underwear. And Juan in some undies. That's fine. I'm sorry.
That's a new revelation for me, though. Robin lays it down in the bedroom?
I think Robin is an aggressive personality. And I don't know if... But I do think that there's a lot of insecurities within that. I think men have made her that way. I believe that's the case.
That man has made her that way.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they've been together for so long. That's all she's ever known. But yeah, no, I think that...
I think she's a pleaser.
Mm-hmm. I think there's a bit of that.
Yeah. She wants him
but
pleased.
In her blog, she did state again, she reiterated that what people don't get is that they're together really for a lot of their financial reasons.
Right.
You know, because it works better for the household.
The household, the kids, and the bank.
I don't know. Well, all right, let's talk about it. I'm gonna send Juan some underwear because I feel like, you know, I mean, we need a photo shoot. You know,
might as well make some money that way. He could be an underwear model.
That's fine. He can do it for this. Our new sponsor is Me Undies, the softest underwear that you will ever wear. They're one of those products that you just kind of have to experience for yourself. You know, I could tell you about them all day long, but it's just better to experience them wrapped around your waist. So if you guys have ever used to buying boring underwear, it's about to change now because Me Undies will change everything. They have limited edition patterns each month that will always sell out. And so this month, they have all these bold designs, bright colors, increased de piece, you dig, and the OG. Okay, I want some OG underwear. And you guys got to see them for yourself. And right now, you guys get to save 20% off your first pair and receive free shipping only at MeUndies.com/buzz. That's 20% off your first pair plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/buzz. That's MeUndies.com/buzz. MeUndies.com/buzz. Get your 20% off and get you some underwear. Okay. You know what I'm saying? All right. Juan. You got to come out next week. We need to have this conversation. I need you to be honest with it. I don't need no dodging the bullets because I feel like he's going to do something. Did you see in the preview when Andy said something? He's like, you talking to me? No, who else are we talking to up on this fucking stage that's been playing their wife for 20 years?
So
Eddie didn't show up.
That's so awkward, guys.
Who me?
Who's Eddie?
I think he's going to get out of it. Like, that's what he does best. He's been stringing Robin along for so long. They got us being strung along. So, I mean, I don't see us getting anything out of Juan ever.
Now, do you guys believe Ashley's story about my friend's friend knows a friend who's dating Juan? There's too many friends involved. Not to say that it couldn't be true.
But she's hanging out with Portia's friend.
Mm. He said.
It just seems like there's a lot of friends involved in knowing somebody that you don't know.
Yeah, right. And you don't want to reveal sources. Like, what is she supposed to do with that information?
Yeah,
I agree with
that. It's shady.
Mm-hmm. What did you guys think when they kind of called out Robin and Giselle about the showing up at the restaurant thing?
They should have been called out.
Yeah, I agree.
But Ashley could have took them somewhere else. Like she that could somebody have. Said, take them to the back room. But I guess it did kind of escalate pretty quickly.
It did. I felt like it escalated quicker than anybody probably realized it was going to.
And I think she was just shocked, kind of. I thought like Ashley was more of like, I didn't move it because I couldn't actually believe that you guys came into my restaurant and did that.
Right. I could see that.
Like, I don't think, you know, I mean, like,
I could see that.
Not that Ashley didn't want to get loud or whatever, but Robin was really hurt about the, I guess I'm below all you ladies.
She was hurt. She should have been.
I felt like that was, I would have been hurt too. I wanted to give her a hug. I felt for her at that moment. Mm-hmm.
Ashley said, I'm taking action in my relationship, unlike... And looked over at Robin
and Therese. I need to know what action she's taking.
She don't sound like she wants to be in a relationship.
Well, and even the way they ended the whole thing, where it was all chopped and edited. They didn't show her say it. She said, I wrote, what the fuck, editing. I had an epiphany. I don't want to not be with him. So whatever we decide to be together or not, we're going to be okay.
Who says that?
You feel like you have to be with him, but if you're not with him, it's going to be okay. Like
it'll be okay either way. Like, it sounds like she's on the way out.
That's not marriage talk.
Not at all. Sorry.
On that note, let's head into predictions. Your AfterBuzz TV predictions. All right, so next week, it was too late. Once I do it, you can't do it. Michael wants to set her free.
That sounds about right. I believe it.
Daddy's ready for his little girl to...
Or little girl's ready to leave the nest.
Spread her legs.
Well, she already did that. Then we're going to get Karen versus everybody, it looks
again.
Like. Yeah. But this looks like this is where the heat was really laying in on her. The men come out. We find out that Charisse might have had 3 boyfriends.
Get it, Charisse.
While Karen might have her own little side piece.
I believe that.
Do we believe that?
I don't.
I don't know if I can really believe that. Like, I need to hear
more of the story.
Like, I feel like it's more of like a she just got like she like Olin like when like the fucking delivery guy comes.
How
she's
old
like,
is she? I need to know how old she is because when I'm looking on the Instagram because you know I lurk when I'm looking on Instagram and I'm like she has a body.
She's fine.
That's fine.
How old is she?
Like a smooth 65.
No.
This is not the body of a 65-year-old unless that is the surgery.
Hello.
But we see her be kind of flirty with all the men that come around, so I can believe she's getting some on the side. Bill Gates ain't putting it down like that no more. Putting it down, putting it up, whatever.
Well, do we think that anything will come out of that fight with Robin and Ashley, like anything will come back from that? Because, like, girl, Robin, you sitting over here talking about Ashley right over here. Like,
Ashley came to play, honey. She came to fight. Mm-hmm. I love it. I love every minute of it. I think we're going to see some more of them getting worked up. Like, she was already pissed.
No shade, but I wish that Robin would just run over there, Porsche style, and drag her across the floor. I really, 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 really just wanted to do that one time. Because I do feel like Ashley has been incredibly harsh to Robin.
She has.
Incredibly harsh.
Because it's like...
And it's unwarranted. Yeah. It's like, where is it coming from?
Yeah, because it's kind of like... if you know that this has bothered this girl to this point...
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, if you really cared and, like, you did get that information. Let's say she really got that information that Juan's out cheating.
She didn't even seem like...
But you make that comment once you see that's how her reaction is. Because like she said, what if I bugged out at that party?
Yeah.
And that's some real talk. And that's Robin knowing herself. Is Robin knowing herself. What if I bugged out at that fucking party, bitch? There were children there.
It was not the time and the place. And if you actually care about someone, you don't keep attacking their relationship. I'm starting to feel like relationship shaming is a new slut shaming.
Yeah.
Like, these people keep attacking each other's relationships, and none of them are perfect.
Yeah.
Goodness.
Sorry. Well, we want to thank y'all for tuning in. Make sure you guys hit us up at AfterBuzz TV on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Leave a comment down below. Let us know what you guys thought of the reunion. And you guys can keep in contact with me at DJ Jesse J.
Follow my dog on Instagram at Amazing Mega.
Don't follow her.
He's way cooler than I am.
I'm DJ Richie Scott.
Boom. Till next week. Same time, same place. Peace.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.